A trial unfolded in a Philadelphia courtroom this week over Pennsylvania's congressional district map and whether it's an illegal partisan gerrymander. Over the last three election cycles, Republicans have won 13 congressional seats, Democrats five. A panel of federal judges is currently weighing the case, and if voters are successful, the court could order a new map for the 2018 midterm elections. Keystone Crossroads editor Kevin McCrory spoke with reporter Lindsay Lazarsky, who covered the trial.
Hello, Lindsay.
Hey, Kevin.
So can you boil this case down to the very essence for us?
So a group of more than 20 Pennsylvania voters say congressional district elections in the state are rigged, that the map setting the boundaries was intentionally manipulated by Republican lawmakers to favor their party over the Democrats, and that it violates the U.S. Constitution.
So what does the defense say?
There's a long precedent of the U.S. Supreme Court allowing political considerations in the redistricting process, and that there's no evidence of any intent or any harm done to the voters.
So the voters, I mean, did they prove their claims? You know, there's national studies out there that point to Pennsylvania as a very gerrymandered state. What did you hear in court?
So it's really hard to say whether or not they actually proved their claims. The majority of the proceedings was actually like a battle of the experts. For the plaintiffs, we had Daniel McLone, a mapping specialist. He walked the court step by step through each district, showing how Democrats were packed into what he called supermajority districts, and then split in smaller communities like Harrisburg, Chester, Erie County. And this all led to giving a majority to the Republicans.
They call that packing and cracking.
Exactly.
Pack the opposition into as few as possible and crack them so that you have more power elsewhere.
Exactly.
So the defense had their own experts, of course. This Noel McCarty from Princeton, what did he say?
So when he looked at the map, he said it's not partisan gerrymandering, that, you know, about 8 or 9 of the districts in Pennsylvania should be competitive districts and Democrats should be able to win. So he says this is not partisan gerrymandering. This is because the Democrats have underperformed, that maybe they should have some better candidates.
So something that came out, though, was this affirmation that, yes, partisan data was used to make this map, right?
Exactly. And when we're talking about partisan data, we're talking about election return results, party registration information, and this was down to the census level block. So let's actually take a listen. Here's an exchange between McGlone and defense attorney Jason Torchinsky.
Partisan data should not be considered when drawing a map, and I think it clearly was.
Let's go back for a moment. You just said partisan data should not be considered when drawing a map. Why do you think that?
Because we end up with a map like we have in Pennsylvania.
Do you have any basis other than your own personal thoughts about why partisan data shouldn't be used when drawing a map?
There's a lot of reasons you can look at. I think that people have, there's been a lot of discussion around the idea of a very polarized society. Politics has become very polarized. I think that gerrymandering disrespects communities.
So we also heard from regular voters, right? The plaintiffs in this case were the voters. What were they saying?
Yes, and that was some of the most compelling testimony. Here is Louis Agger. He lives in Philly, a labor lawyer, union organizer, and says his vote is diluted because it's overwhelmingly Democrat. There's too many Democrats.
If we had fair districts, we would have more responsive congresspeople. We would have votes that count more. Hopefully, we'd have people in competitive districts working towards the middle, solving the problems that face this country, rather than worried about if somebody more crazy than me is going to run against me in a primary.
So we should note that Louis Agger is a Democrat saying we need more competitive districts. There's too many Democrats in my district. That's interesting.
Yes, he thinks his voice doesn't matter. He considers himself more of a moderate Democrat, and that if there was some more competition in the second congressional district, that they would get a better result, a better representation in Washington.
When you look at how all this went down in 2011, that's when the map was created, it seems pretty clear that the people who were already in Congress had a hand in saying this is where the line should be drawn, and that was Republicans and Democrats. In Philadelphia, you have this instance where clearly there was a lot of Democratic support for the map from people who it seems like were casting yes votes in the state legislature to help support their local Congressman Bob Brady, right? So that came up in the courtroom as well, right?
Yes, it was about preserving incumbency, that the people already in power would be able to stay in power. And that was something that they said they definitely considered.
Okay, thank you, Lindsay.
Thanks, Kevin.